Hi guys, you're watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 8 in my SpaceX Deception series. I hope you guys have been enjoying it so far. I thoroughly have enjoyed making it. So, let's get right into the topic of this video. Many have fallen victim to the false belief perpetuated by the controllers that they have technology years beyond what we know, and that they can do all types of things they claim to be able to do with this advanced technology. But that is not the case. Can they do some things? Yes. Can they do everything they claim? No. Now, can the masters have advanced technology? Yes. The controllers? No. Brian and I will discuss the difference between the two at a later date. But why then do they claim all this advanced technology, especially perpetuated in the truther community? The answer is fear. By looking at the evidence and failures of the controllers' efforts, we know they are not as knowledgeable or advanced as they would have us believe. Just like was shown in the movie I decoded, Snowpiercer, when the people thought the guards had bullets in the guns, they did not fight back. But as soon as they realized those guns were empty, they revolted. The part of the SpaceX rockets they claim to land on the ground is only the initial rocket booster, not the actual part of the craft that we see high in the sky. They can't land the second technology for multiple reasons. Firstly, by that point, it would be out of fuel. Secondly, it's not the liquid hydrogen rocket that we saw enter the waters above, and it is not what we see coming down. It's the secondary submarine technology. I will explain why the rocket technology would be out of fuel and why it would never and has never gotten them where they want to go, certainly not outer space or anywhere else at extreme distances away. Rockets are not meant for long distances. They can only go so far. They are not at all like airplanes because airplanes have wings that provide lift and jet turbine engines, which enables them to travel long distances. It's another reason why they couldn't get any further up in their 70 years of trying by using rocket technology during daylight and in the atmosphere. For example, let's take a multiple launch rocket system, or MLRS. The maximum firing range of an MLRS is 186 miles. Cruise missiles go farther, but only because they have wings. The maximum range for a cruise missile is about 620 miles. The reason rockets are not for long ranges is because of thrust to weight ratio. The thrust to weight ratio can be simply explained as the more weight you add in fuel, the less efficient the rocket becomes, because to cover long distances, you need more fuel, especially the more vertical the angle. With the more fuel you add, you also add more weight, which uses more fuel. For example, if you have a long way to travel by foot, you don't want to be carrying a heavy load of water, because the heavier the load, the more energy and water you will burn, which increases your need for even more water. It is the main reason they chose to stay with the twilight launches when they discovered the waters above, because they could overcome the lack of ability to cover a long distance caused by the thrust-to-weight ratio problem. but use the short-distance rocket technology to get the second submarine technology into the waters above and propel that second technology further up using a renewable fuel source for the engine. And that fuel source is water. You have two main propellant ingredients in the most abundant source on the Earth and in the sky, water. Water is made up of both hydrogen and oxygen. Oxygen is highly flammable. It's why firefighters don't use water on large fires. Oxygen tanks are highly flammable. And hydrogen is already what they use in rocket technology. And hydrogen is highly flammable. They used to use it. It's why the Hindenburg caught fire, because the Hindenburg was filled with hydrogen before they switched to helium. That's right, I said they switched to helium. Did you know that NASA is the largest buyer of helium in the world? And that's where you get all your quote satellite pictures from. They are from helium-filled balloons that take photos high up in the atmosphere. We could have been using water as fuel by extracting and separating the hydrogen from the oxygen for fuel in engines for all things in life, all this time. But we don't and haven't. Why? Because of the controller's need to remove oil from land to decrease explosive material along the 33rd parallel to minimize damage during the EMCO. For more details on this subject, Brian covered it in his last series. The ability to convert water into fuel has been around for about a century. However, every inventor that worked on this mysteriously died. With the submarine technology that can use water as its fuel source, eliminating the thrust-to-weight ratio problem, they realized they could go much further upward, utilizing the waters above by launching at night. In my last video, I talked about how they launch all over the world to diffuse any beliefs that this is all one single effort. The second reason they launch all over the world is because it is trial and error, and they still think the problem may be where they are launching from. So they keep trying in many different locations. And though they keep trying and trying and trying, they are still nowhere near the exit. That's it for part 8. Stay tuned for part 9, where I talk about where the controllers are trying to go and why so many attempts and such sloppiness now. Thanks for watching, everybody. Stay safe out there. Be good to one another. And as always, God bless.